expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. It is Kersha Riley back yet again, the founder of I Am Good Seed here in Paterson, New Jersey, as well as a proud member of Calvary Baptist Church under the powerful leadership of Randy Lassiter. I am your co-host for Pastor Michael McDuffie. He's not in today. As you all know, I am here every fourth Saturday. And actually, I just want to give a shout out to my husband because he's actually here with me today. Just sitting with me, being who he is, none other than Reverend David Riley. So love you. Thank you. Today is a little different. We've been talking about who I am and the importance of knowing who I am. Today, I do want to do something a little different, and I want to give you guys an opportunity to call in a little later. Because a part of who I am now came from something I went through, something I experienced. And in order to know who I am and whose I am, I had to get to know God. The way that I got to know him was one encounter that really changed my life, and it changed the course of my life. So let's just dig on in. Back in 2009, I did something that I was embarrassed of. I did something I didn't want to talk about. I did something that I didn't ever want anyone to know about because I felt like I would be known as being weak. I felt like I would not be taken serious anymore and that people would look at me funny. So recently in the news, you know, we've seen celebrities take their lives. We've seen here in my hometown, someone take their lives, and we've had people since then try to commit suicide. So obviously we do know suicide is a thing that has been around for years, generations after generations. And a lot of times it gets swept under the rug and people don't deal with it. Or, to be honest, they will deal with it in a way that they think is better and really it's not. They end up growing that demon that they're battling with. They end up nurturing it, should I say. Because by hiding what you're feeling, what you're doing is you're just grooming it. You're growing it. You're watering it. You're doing all these things, but you're not really solving the problem. So back in 2009, and when I speak about this, I don't want you to think that I'm looking for any sympathy or anything like that. I'm speaking from victory. I'm speaking from a place of victory because though we all have struggles every day, I know that I've already won. I may have little battles here and there where I feel like, oh my God, I'm so defeated. Like, no, I can't do this. But then I have to snap back to reality and remember whose I am and who I came from and remember who I am deep down inside and that I was created for good, that I'm able to go through these things. So when I come out of these things, I'm able to do what I'm doing right now, which is talk to you. I'm able to be transparent and not worry about the way people are going to see me because really, and I think I said this the last time I was with you guys and I want to say it again. It comes a time when God is no longer looking for actors. He's looking for the real you. You can put on the makeup. You can do all these different things. You can make yourself look nice and fancy. You can have the nice job and the nice car. You can have all those different things, but you're still broken in the inside. See, God searches for our heart. God searches our mind. God searches and makes sure that we are aligned completely. He calls for us to be balanced. Many of us are not balanced. No, we're none of us is perfect, but we can fight to be good, a better version of ourselves, should I say. So back in 2009, I found myself in a dark place. I found myself trying to resolve my own problems. I wasn't willing to go to my family. I wasn't willing to go to my friends and tell them what I was battling. Because normally when I would say something, they would say, well, maybe you should do. Maybe you should not have said. Maybe you, key point, the word was you. So more than not, I just kept hearing the word you. You. I had a problem and I heard the word you. So what I started to do is the more I looked at myself in the mirror and I faced all these different problems that was in front of me, problems I was born into, problems that I created myself, problems that other people have created for me, and I then took them on, all these different things, I kept seeing me. So what the enemy then did was the enemy said, okay, there's greatness inside of her. There's something very powerful inside of her. So if I use her to eliminate herself, I don't even have to do anything at all. Now they won't say that I was the enemy. They're just going to look at her and say, well, you know what? She punked out. She was too weak. When really, I'm really strong. And he knew my strength. So he knew if I get inside her mind and I make her think of herself as not being worthy, if I make her think of herself as being less than, then I will have one less person to deal with. That's exactly what he did. He came to me one day, and as I was sitting in my mess and I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with, no one knew what I was dealing with. It was on my 18th birthday that I had had it. I said I was tired. I was tired of now being the problem. I was tired of not knowing who I was and whose I was. I was tired of battling. I was tired of fighting. So I said, you know what? I know what to do. Now, what the enemy wants right now is for me to step you through those steps of what to do, and we're not going to do that. So what he did was he told me what to do. And I did it. I did exactly what he said. And what I did was I performed the act at a certain time of the morning. And everyone listening, we all have went to school or we're in school. And we know how high school go. You travel, you move from class to class. I performed this act before homeroom. So you have homeroom, and then you have first period, and then you have second period, and then on. So by first period, now things was taking effect and my body is reacting. In the beginning of first period, I decided to go to the bathroom because I knew what was about to happen. I didn't want anyone to stop it, nor to witness it. So I went to a bathroom in the school that was the furthest bathroom I could go to. But there happened to be an angel in the classroom. There happened to be another student that I wasn't that close with. We didn't hang out. We wasn't buddy-uddy, but we was cordial. You know, she was my classmate. I'm her classmate. So we would say hi. We actually was on a choir together. And if she is listening, hi, Sonika, and I love you. And thank you. In the beginning of the class, probably the class was only gone for maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I asked to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and in that bathroom, I remember making it into a stall, closing my eyes and never opening them again inside of that bathroom. By the time I opened my eyes, I was in the hospital when I opened my eyes and I saw my family around me. But what happened in the moment of my darkness and while the enemy thought he was winning, he saw it as a victory because he said, okay, she's down, she's out. there's no way anyone is going to stop it. In that same moment, God had used someone else to come find me in the bathroom. She found me in that bathroom after searching Passaic County Technical Institute. And if you ever had the chance to see this school, you'll know how large it really is. So to find me took her a very long time. She was now in her second period class, and something told her to go back to that first period class, and she noticed that my belongings were still in that classroom. I had never came back. She asked the teacher, did I come back? The teacher said no. She didn't tell the teacher what was going on. She just then began her search. When she found me in the bathroom, I was unconscious. I now know the story because she has told it to me and my family. She then went to the nearest nurse's station and told them I was in there. I wasn't responsive. They did their part. They tried to get me responsive. They could not succeed. They called 911. And next thing I know, I was waking up in St. Joe's. The same people that I felt like I was a problem to was the same people in front of me when I woke up. They were crying. They were going crazy. And then what I quickly realized is I'm now causing a bigger problem. Because though I thought my minor little setback was a problem, if I would have left this earth, I was causing a deeper problem. It wasn't until like a week later that I really realized that I had a purpose to be here. And that if I didn't, I'd have been easily removed. So as I'm going through everything that day, I remember my family saying, what happens here stays here. Hold up. What happens here stays here. And it bothered me because what happens with a person that's dealing with depression, a person that's dealing with mental illness, a lot of times we hide. We don't want to tell people what we're feeling. And really, that's where you go wrong. You have to open up. You have to say something to somebody. And then you have to be mindful of who you're talking to. Because just like the enemy can attack you and tell you to do these things, he's also working with those around you and causing chaos. Because the day that I decided to do this, it was so much chaos happening in my family and around me that they wasn't aware to see the signs at that moment that something was about to happen. They didn't even realize I wasn't smiling and laughing no more. They didn't realize that I was sitting in a dark room, just me and a dog. And that's all I was doing. I had not came out my room all weekend. They didn't realize the cry for help that I had been doing that whole weekend. And here come Monday and I go to school and this is what I do. They didn't realize that I wore all black that morning. I'm a person that loves color. And if I don't wear no other color, I at least wear red, which is my favorite color. But that day I wore all black. From head to toe, I wore black. I had shades on and I did not want to talk to anybody. I sat in the back of the bus and I ignored people that whole entire day until I did what I felt I was supposed to do. Because in that moment, I didn't see it as being selfish. I didn't see it as being weak. I saw myself as now becoming the problem solver. And many people that have tried this or have succeeded while doing it, that's what you see yourself as, the problem. So to all those that are listening, if you have ever battled with this or you are battling this, I'm coming now to tell you that you're not alone. You're not alone and you can win. You can succeed. You can break free out of this. See, in that moment, people could preach to me, and my pastor at the time, he tried everything. He tried everything. Even before that day, he had tried everything. But in order for me to get free, I had to accept the help. I had to finally face that this was bigger than just me. This was bigger than just my family. This was bigger than just making that little phone call. But you never know what people are going through. So even when you're walking around and you see that person, it may be, as we like to say, the bum on the street, you might want to say hi. Just say hi. Even if you don't want to speak, smile at them. You never know what your smile can do. See, in that moment, it was so much chaos happening. I didn't have nobody to break that train of thought. Because all I saw was darkness. Many times we see ourselves in darkness and we don't know what to do. We see ourselves getting everything thrown at us but the kitchen sink. But I like to tell people when I'm sitting and doing one-on-ones and different things with people, I do like to paint this picture out to them and say, you're on a train. You're in darkness. Are you going to get off in darkness? Are you going to get off at the actual next stop where there's light? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that. Are you getting off while you're in that dark place? Are you going to ride it through? See, life is like a train. You ride that train until you get to your next destination. Many of us have taken trains, and I know plenty of people, if you're listening from New York, y'all take the trains all day, every day. You have to ask yourself, are you going to get off when you see nothing but darkness? Are you going to wait until your next stop? That's where I was. I attempted to jump off in darkness. But that light quickly came and showed me there was an end to my tunnel. And that I was going to see things much clearer. I just had to allow him to step in. I had to allow him to operate in me. I had to first come to grips with who I was. Last time I was here, we dealt with who we are. I had to realize I was that child of God. I had to realize that he was my protector. And in that moment, he protected me from things that I could not even see. He sent someone in that moment to rescue me that I didn't even know was paying attention. I didn't even know was there. So you have to know that what you're battling is much deeper than what you can see right now. You have to depend on him. You have to put your trust in him. You have to allow him to be your doctor. In that moment, I didn't understand it, but I understand it today. It's been 9 years since that happened. And my life has changed drastically and for the better. And so can yours. I'll be back shortly.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, DDVRadio.com.
So, hi everyone. That was a nice little break. For those that are just tuning in, I am Kersha Riley, the founder of I Am Good Seed here in Paterson, New Jersey. And I am your co-host. I am the host for this Saturday. And every fourth Saturday of the month, I am here. And we're still continuing our Who I Am. But today, we were doing a special on suicide and the prevention of suicide attempts and different things. And I just shared my testimony. So if you ever get time, just go back and you can replay that and hear that at your own convenience. But briefly, I just was sharing with them that back in 2009, I tried to commit suicide. And even the doctors didn't understand how I was still here with how long I was unconscious. But I'm here. And I thank God. I really thank God for that. I am live on Facebook. So if you hear me read some things, it's because I do have some very anointed people on my live that may say something that needs to be repeat it to you guys because it's for someone that is listening. But right now, I just want to open up the lines a little bit. I actually want to do something a little different because y'all always get to hear me talk, but I want to interact with some people. I want some real transparency and I want to open the lines. And you guys can call in at 973-925-4559. Hello. Hi.
Yes, I want to be on the show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kersha Riley. Max is calling.
Who's this?
This is Kersha Riley. Max is calling.
This is Reverend McDuffie. How you on the show talking? Wait a minute. How you doing both? This can't be Kersha Riley. Who I'm talking to? Who's this?
Yes, this is the one and only Kersha Riley.
But I'm watching you live on my show. What are you doing? How are you doing this?
I know technology is the best thing. I tell you.
Oh,
you got to know how to use
it. I'm calling in live on your phone right now, but you on Facebook Live at the same time.
Yes.
How you doing that?
See, now I got me a nice little supporter here, and he's holding the phone for me.
So
we are working
right
this out.
Call.
So,
okay,
yeah.
That's me. Okay, right, there you go.
This is Kershaw Riley.
All right, so am I now, right? You can hear
yes,
me?
Yes.
Guys, this is amazing. Hey, let me tell you something. I am so proud of you and how you're sharing your testimony. My, you just don't know how many lives you're going to touch on this show today. I am so proud of you. I'm proud of your husband. I'm proud of the growth. I'm telling you, you're going to shake a lot of lives. People want to hear more and more about mental illness and your boldness. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you something. You are growing in leaps and bounds. I just call and encourage you. And I hope people will sometimes get on the phone and talk to you and even get with you off the air and maybe get a self-help group. But there's so many people that need that talk about mental illness and suicide and even that whole thing about being rejected because I thought this person was going to marry me, be my boyfriend or girlfriend, and they was not there, and people think they don't have any options. So I hope you talk about a little bit about rejection. Sometimes it can be the greatest gift that God will bring you the right person
yes.
in your life. So I just want to give that word to you, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, keep going. God bless. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, my God.
So do we have any more callers? Next caller. Everyone call in. Let's have this open dialogue because we all go through things. We all go through different things. And what he just touched on, he mentioned something that I will briefly touch on with rejection. I'm learning that rejection, I'm learning that no's actually positions me for my next promotion. Every no that I've ever received in life has guided me and position me for my next level. I can briefly share with you guys. See, my live people are looking and they see my shirt that I'm wearing, right? And I can share. I do have an online company called Knowledge & Co. And you can visit it at www.knowledgeandco.com. And it's about Christian lifestyles. And it's about bringing Christ to the table, no matter the situation. So what happened, and I'm going to share briefly about how a no and a rejection, see, it could have got me depressed, and I'll admit it did get me a lot depressed because I've been running this business for 2 years, and I had no help. I had my husband's guidance and his support, but when you don't have people that you feel in the church should be supporting or your church family supporting or people that you've had close to you supporting, they're not supporting, you wonder, well, am I doing the right thing? Why I keep getting no's? I don't understand it. But what I quickly realized was I was getting no's because what he was doing was grooming me and making it where I would now force myself to learn these new techniques, these new skills in order to get my business off the ground and do what I needed to do. Now, back in high school, let me would have been dealing with this. That's when depression kicks in. That's when these thoughts and these dark places come into place. But I kept fighting. And my husband will tell you, it's so many days that I said, look, turn this website off. I think I'm done with this. I don't think I'm going to do this. I got a feeling that maybe I'm not doing the right thing. See, but God works in mysterious ways. So then I'll get an email about how to help my business. It'll be from random people. And most of you may get these emails and you just send them to your spam or you delete them. But what started to happen is I've learned that either I would get a thought and that thought is God. It's not just me. And most of the time he talks to me in my own voice. So if he's talking to me in my own voice, then I'd be like, wait, something told me not to give up. Wait, I got a new design. And then I get excited again and then I start going again. So a few days ago, out of nowhere, I got this idea. Let me try to screen print on my own. What are you so afraid of? He didn't give me a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. So if he gave me a sound mind, then that means I would be able to create these things on my own. Every time I got a no, it was heart-wrenching. It was a problem for me. But this time I got a yes from him, and the yes was, I want this business to succeed, but I want you to work for it. you keep praying for this, but you're not willing to put in all the work. And now I want you to take it a step higher. So I was guided to the right store and the right product. And for my viewers that are watching me, I produce these shirts on my own, in my own office. And I was excited because I said, wait, I could do this on my own? These people have been telling me no and telling me no. And what I received in that moment was every no was helping to mold me for my greatest yes, which was my new promotion in my business. Showing me that if I just relied on him, that I would be fine. That was one of the no's that bothered me the most. It's because I'm like, hey, I'm doing God's work. How am I being rejected? But what I also realize is while doing God's work, you will be able, how can I put this, to separate the tares and the wheat. You'll be able to see who's who. It'll help you to discern. So I said, okay, I received that. Here's another no that most of us ladies, even our gentlemen, deal with, is rejection. That was a rejection on the business end. But then you have the rejection in your personal life. You have that failed relationship. You have that person that you've been praying that God would either fix, remove, or something. And then he actually does it. And you feel rejected now. So now you're in a dark place because why this person don't love me? Reality check. A person cannot give you something that they do not have. If they do not love their self, how can they love you? If you don't love you, how can someone else love you? See, a lot of times, especially dealing with mental illness, we find ourselves in a place where we don't even know ourselves, let alone love ourselves. So then we're battling with this thing. We don't know who we are. Then that's when somebody say, no, you're a child of God. God loves you. Then you go, well, wait, but I don't even love me. I say I love you, but really there's a question mark at the end of that. You say I love you, and really, if you could see the question mark, you know the cartoons where they put a symbol over your head? That was me. I had that question mark all the time, even when it came down to my parents, because many of you know, as a young child, I was given to my grandparents to be raised. So when my biological mother stepped back in and wanted that relationship, now you're my friend. Now you're my sister in Christ. But when it came down to the mother role, when you say I love you, I got that question mark because I wanted to know, how do you love me but walk away from me? Then I had to realize that a lot of times when people are saying no to you, there's actually a greater blessing than a loss. When things are being removed, see, we go through a period in our life where God has to declutter some things. So we may get all these yeses, we may get the cars, we may get the homes, we may get all these nice jobs and all these materialistic things. But when he start to remove, you start feeling bad. That's not your time to feel bad. That's your time to rejoice. Because what's about to happen is he's about to bless you more than what you could have ever seen coming. See, at that moment, you feel like your cup is empty. You feel like there's nothing left in me to fight. But what he said is he's saying that I need your cup to be empty in order for me to fill it up. See, you filled your cup up with a whole bunch of mess. And in order for me to remove it, I got to keep flooding you. I have to empty your cup. I have to remove these negative things and give you the positive. I wish I could wet up this place right now. It was actually a demonstration that my pastor did one day with a teaching. And that teaching was so powerful because I'm a person, I need to see things visually. And it's very funny for me. You can say things to me 100 times, but until I see it, I'll be like, wait, what? You sure? So what I found myself doing in that moment, I found myself saying, wait, but my cup is empty. What am I supposed to do? In that moment, I was now thirsty. So then when you find yourself in that dark place, when you find yourself alone, when you find yourself so empty, where I mean you at negative 100. Negative, negative, negative. Like if you can continue to add those negative, that's where I was. And that's where many of you find yourself. Then you begin to fill yourself up, but you don't fill yourself up with just anything. You don't fill yourself up with drugs. You don't fill yourself up with sex. You don't fill yourself up with all these different things that the world tells us is going to make us feel good. Because yes, it's going to make your flesh feel good, but what is it doing for your soul? What is it doing? You're still going to be empty on the inside, but your outside is going to look nice. See, when I shared before, what I was telling you was my outside looked great. Everything about me looked great. I got any and everything I wanted whenever I wanted it. But they didn't realize that the one thing I was desiring was love, but they couldn't give me that love. Only one person could give me that love, and that was God. But until I realized for myself that I needed to go sit with him, lay on my face and really meditate and become who I truly am in him, is when I began to live. See, that day, I tend to give that day my birth date. A lot of times my birthday is May 17th, but that day was May 20th. So I look at May 20th as my birth date. Because that person that came out of that hospital is not the person that was here before. Many of you need a new birthday. Many of you, when you wake up tomorrow morning, need to realize, wait, hold up. This is a new day. This is truly a new day. This is my birthday. Not next year. You don't need to wait till the clock strike 12 on New Year's Eve. You need to realize today is your new day. That dark place, we can all just flip on the switch. We can all just flip on the switch. So what I'm basically telling you is, right now, the enemy is working. The enemy is working hard because so many of us, all of us have potential. I'm going to correct that. All of us have a gift. All of us have a calling. Some of us, we don't realize our gift and our calling until we're about 95. But it comes a day where you have to wake up. It comes a day where you have to realize your calling. You have to realize who you are. You have to realize that the enemy is always going to be working because that is the enemy's job. Then you also have to realize, see, a lot of times we say the enemy and we think it's going to be this person that comes against us. It's going to be that evil boss. It's going to be that evil friend or whatever. And really the enemy is your mind. Because if your mind is stayed on Christ, then nothing no one say or do is going to make you change your mind. You're going to know who you are. So even when your bank account look a little funny, you're still going to know who you are. Even when that lover rejects you and walks away from you, you're going to say, well, look, I know I love him. No, I love her. You know, that's my boo. You're going to say that. But you're going to know how to love from a distance. You're going to know that I may feel like I have a loss right now, but there's something greater that's in store for me. I may feel like, wait, I just lost my home. I just lost my job. But if I just continue to pray, that even my whims are going to prosper me, even my mistakes are going to prosper me, even that dark place that I thought I was in, the light switch is going to come on and then I am going to grow. But you have to continue to hold on to your faith. See, a lot of times when the enemy is attacking, especially when it's attacking with mental illness, we don't realize that it may not even just be trying to attack us. It may be trying to attack those that are connected to us. Because if I take you out and you're the strongest thing holding on to that child or that lover or that friend or whoever, now I've broken all of your spirits. Now I won with just one hit. What do they say when you fight in a one-hit quitter? That's exactly what the enemy is trying to do. If you need to see a doctor, and I'm not going against doctors with anything that I've said thus far, what I'm saying is you have to get the help. But first, you have to realize that you need the help. A lot of times, we don't realize that we need the help until it's too late. And then we do that cry out for help. Luckily, and I won't even say luck, I say by the grace of God, my cry for help was a cry for help. It wasn't them burying me. See, I've buried people behind this. So I do know what it looks like on that side, on the end of being the family members, and you're saying, wait, why didn't they ever call me? Why didn't they ever tell me? And then I know what it felt like when I was in that dark place that many of you have faced or are facing right now. You feel like you don't want to tell nobody because you feel weak. You feel like, how dare I feel like this? What is going on with me? But you have to learn that people are here to support you. You have to know who to go to. And sometimes you don't want to go to the church. I understand. Sometimes you don't want to hear a word at that moment. I understand, but you need it. Because the fact that you have that feeling of, I don't want to hear that, you're allowing the enemy to win already. Because that's just showing that your faith is now wavering. Because if you don't think that he can resolve this problem, which is a huge problem, that means that you really have not put him in the position where he is Lord over your life. Because if he's Lord over your bank account and he's Lord over your clothes and he's Lord over all those things, then how can he not be Lord over your mind and your heart? If you say that he's a father, let him be the father. If you say that he's the provider, let him be the provider. If you say that he's the healer, and you know that you have salvation, you have to also understand that you receive healing on that same day. So you have to know that it's already done. You just have to allow him to do it. When the enemy comes against you and he tells you something, that he says, you are this, I need you to say, no, I am not. Everything that the enemy tells you that you are, know that you are not. But God will then come and tell you, you are mine. You are the child of God. You are that child that I cried out and I said, that is my child. See, when Jesus got baptized, that was like many of us. We get baptized and then God rejoices. And a loud cry comes out but behind the clouds. And he's saying that is my son. That is my daughter. And in that moment, what happens is the enemy also hears that cry. And then you start going through your see nothing days. You start going through and you don't understand the things that you're hearing. You don't understand the things that you're seeing. But those are the days that strengthen you. See, I have to look at us like an olive. In order for the olive oil to come out, it has to be crushed. It has to be squeezed. A lot of times we say when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade, right? In that moment, you have to realize what place you're in. You have to realize the things that you're going through, the things that you're facing. Then you also have to realize the things that you can change and the things you cannot change. That serenity prayer is not just there because they're nice words. It's the truth. You have to ask God to grant you the ability to change the things in which you can. And walk away from the things and be at peace with the things that you cannot. Some things is out of our control. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to look at someone and cry out for help and say, look, I'm going through something. It's okay to even say no. It's okay to say no. It's okay to get me time. See, my father-in-law taught me something that when he used to say it, it used to annoy me. But when he says it, now I understand it. He would say, when I'm doing nothing, I'm doing something. That moment I'm sitting on the couch and I'm sitting by myself, I'm actually doing something. I'm with me. I'm dealing with me. So I want you all to know who you are. And don't let the enemy win. See, what's inside of you is what the enemy is trying to remove off this earth. And that's your purpose. If you allow him to get inside your mind, he's able to win. Guard your mind. Guard your heart. Cover your mind. Cover your heart. See, I like to say I am. This is where I am good seed came from. I had to realize that we're all planted in dirt just like a seed. But you need the dirt in order to grow. And then most importantly, you need the word. And in that moment, the word is water. And that water comes and it gets on you and it grows you. And then you have to realize that we're all like flowers. We don't compete with the next one. When you remove competition, you remove depression. When you remove competition, you remove depression. Most of us are just depressed because we don't look like the image of what we thought we should look like or what we thought we should be doing. It's time that you see that you're doing the right thing right now. You're operating in what you were called to do. Don't walk in somebody else's shoes, because what's going to happen is either it's going to be too big and you're going to fall over, or it's going to be too small and your feet going to hurt. But if you walk in your calling, if you understand your purpose, you're able to be free. You're able to know who you are. And you're able to win. So right now, I pray that God just covers your mind and your hearts, everyone that is listening, everyone that is watching, and that I come against the spirit of suicide. I come against mental illness. I come against depression right now in the name of Jesus, and I pray that he touches you and he delivers you and he removes that spirit from you. See, I know he can and I know he will. That it's already done, but you have to be willing. You have to be a willing participant in order for it to happen. And I pray that you see yourself for who you are, who you truly are, and know that you're that child of God. And know that suffering is going to come. Know that different heartaches is going to come, but it's not there to break you. It's there to prosper you. So I pray that God just touches you wherever you are today. And let you know whose you are. Let you know whose you are and know that you are protected. I love you all. As I like to say, I love you all. But most importantly, God loves you. Have a blessed day on purpose. I'm out. I'll see you guys again next month on that fourth Saturday. Love you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.